Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Oppositional Defiant Disorder, The Best Behavior Management Strategies for Children with Cases of ODD That Could Lead to Psychopathy. Stop Temper Tantrums Before They Start. Written by David Lawson, PhD. Narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. The Oppositional Defiant Disorder is a relatively new addition to the DSM. However, this does not mean it is something that just happened. It is estimated that around 10% of children worldwide will develop ODD, with many of them carrying the associated manifestations well into adulthood. A child who suffers from this disruptive behavior disorder can be identified by analyzing his or her daily existence. He or she will be the child to constantly defy figures of authority with frequent temper tantrums or outbursts of anger. Easily irritated and often frustrated, he or she will delight in arguments and power struggles. In this book, we've presented a wealth of useful information on ODD and what it entails. You'll be able to read about the manifestations of this behavioral disorder so that you can decide whether your child is at risk or not. As you proceed, you might discover that ODD often coexists with other conditions such as ADHD, mood, and anxiety disorders. More importantly, left unaddressed, it can lead to conduct disorders and drug abuse. Of course, you have every right to wonder what caused your child to become oppositional and defiant. In the second chapter, we present you with theories on why ODD appears, as well as with potential causes such as family history, negative reinforcement from parents, and neurobiological impairments. You can read all about risk factors and the age at which the condition can be diagnosed. Find out about the evaluation used for the diagnosis of ODD and the assessment tools one might use to confirm it. Read about bad parenting and how it can influence the appearance of behavioral issues. For instance, did you know that children thrive from negative attention, so they might engage in destructive behavior just to get you to see them? It often happens that ODD coexists with other conditions, such as anxiety, depression, or learning disabilities. Discover the connection between behavioral and mental health issues, as well as how to help a child who suffers from such issues. Check out the dangers of untreated ODD. The behavior is only bound to get worse, and there is a considerable risk of drug abuse, conduct disorder, and violence. We wanted to strongly emphasize that early intervention guarantees the best results for someone who suffers from ODD. The sooner therapy is started, the better chances your child has of turning into a healthy, functional adult. You cannot ignore what happens in the hope that it will go away. This is a behavioral issue, and it must be addressed. A good parent will attack the root cause, seeking out the most effective solutions against the problematic behavior. We've also talked about the differences between children and teenagers who suffer from ODD. You need to be aware of these, as the age of the child will dictate not only your approach, but also the intervention solutions. For instance, while a child might benefit from therapy and quality time with his or her parents, for teenagers, medication and therapy might offer better results. A lot of research is dedicated nowadays towards discovering what happens in the brain of children and teenagers diagnosed with a behavioral issue. It has been confirmed that such children or teenagers may present a neurotransmitter imbalance, which in turn can lead to problematic behavior. Read about brain development and find out why your child's flight or fight response is permanently activated. Once you understand how your child's brain works, You'll also be able to understand why certain things happen. Such children do not process punishment as typical ones. They have a reduced interest in reward and often cannot control their emotions. So, you see, aside from therapy, you need to work to understand your child. And we're here to help you, with each chapter containing plenty of useful information. When it comes to behavioral issues, people tend to consider all children with ODD the same. While they might share common characteristics, it is useful to mention that each child has a unique symptom profile. As a parent, you are the closest observer, and you can identify the pattern of behavior, sharing your conclusions with the therapist. You just need to monitor your child and look for red flags behavior-wise. As this book is dedicated to parents, we wanted to help you understand how to deal with an oppositional, defiant child effectively. We've included advice on how to avoid power struggles and model the desired behavior for the child. We've come up with solutions on how to discipline a child who refuses to listen and how to create healthy boundaries. The relationship between a parent and a child can be difficult at some points, especially when ODD is an issue. We hope to have helped you overcome obstacles and learn how to act when the child was unable to voice out his or her concerns. There's also a chapter on how to manage at school, and we always make the recommendation that parents should collaborate with teachers, as this is in the best interest of the child. A chapter has been dedicated to addressing the spoiled behavior, as this can often make the manifestations of ODD worse. We have added information on how to properly manage extreme behavior, reducing the risk of aggression and violence. Last but not least, we have included useful tips on how to create a healthy long-term relationship with your child and a plan highlighting all the steps to be followed. In the final part of the book, we have included 4 case studies. Each case study is worth paying attention to, as it presents the story of a child or teenager who has managed to come out to the surface, and all thanks to having a plan. Therapy seems to work best for children and teenagers, and it is essential to remember that sometimes ODD might be present in adults as well. We hope that you will enjoy the book and recommend it to other parents who are trying to deal with an oppositional and defiant child as well. Always remember that a child needs to feel loved above all else. You are his or her safe space, and you can help him or her overcome ODD and grow into a healthy and well-adjusted adult.
To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.